It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? In the book of John, John chapter 16, we're going to begin reading with verse 17 and read down through the 22nd verse. John chapter 16, verse 17. While you're looking that up in your Bible so that you can follow along, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois. We're at 18th and Church Street, and we're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Glad that you've joined us today to study the Word. We get right to the study because we know where the power and the strength, we find it in the Word of God, and so in proclaiming it, hearing it. So let's begin reading. John 16, verse 17. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, "What is this that he saith unto us? A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, and because I go to the Father." They said therefore, "What is this that he saith a little while?" We cannot tell what he said. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, "Do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said, a little while, and ye shall not see me, again a little while, and ye shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you, verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. And ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned unto joy. A woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembers no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man takes from you." Please, let's go to the Lord in prayer after we've read His Word. Father, I thank and praise You that we can come together and enjoy this time. It is a time of rejoicing each time that we can come together and enjoy this Bible study together, to open Your Word and to hear the Word of God and to fellowship over it together. Thank You, Lord. I just praise You for this opportunity. Please, now that we stay up on Your Word, that we learn Your Word, not mine, Lord, but Your Word, and that the Holy Spirit, because the truth is proclaimed, can penetrate the hearts of each and every person that's listening today. Whatever the need may be, whether it be for salvation, coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ, or to begin growing, or to be in the service of the Lord, whatever it might be, Lord, that You'll touch every heart and guide and lead us closer to You today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Glad that you've joined us today to study the Word. And as we look once again at the 17th verse here, "Then said some of His disciples among themselves, What is this that He saith unto us? A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, and because I go to the Father." They said therefore, "What is this that He saith? A little while." We cannot tell what He said. They was having trouble understanding. The Lord Jesus Christ was giving them examples that he was teaching them. I love a verse of Scripture, and I looked it up so that I could quote it correctly for you. Back in Isaiah chapter 28, verses 9 and 10. And I think this is one that we need to remember. Sometimes we question what we really know about the Word of God and how much we know about the will of God. And we need to recognize how we're to learn and the steps. And it's a very slow and it's a very long process as we surrender our will unto the Lord's will, and He begins to teach us. And look at Isaiah chapter 28, the 9th and 10th verse. "Whom shall He teach knowledge? Whom shall He make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little." Now, please, that you understand as we look to the Word of God, that that's the way we learn God's Word and learn God's will. Is, and the question again was asked here in Isaiah, whom shall he teach knowledge? Whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. Now, it's important in a study in Hebrews, we look at the writer of Hebrews, which of course the author of Hebrews is the Holy Spirit, but if it be Paul that has written the book of Hebrews, there's many different questions about that, but whoever it might have been was directed by the Holy Spirit to record and to write. And it says when he talked to these Hebrew Christians, why do I have to come and still teach you, have to still give you the milk when you should be teachers yourselves? You should be beyond the milk and on to the meat. And look at this, isn't it something here in Isaiah? I love the Word of God because it is all together. One part never stands against another part. It's just so wonderful to study it. Whom shall he teach knowledge? Was the question that was asked. Whom shall he make to understand doctrine? And then it continues, to them that are weaned from the milk. You see, if you're going to start to grow, we need to get from the milk, from the basis, from the foundation that we stand upon, and begin to grow each day. From those that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast, for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, little bit, and there a little bit. That's the way we learn. Now, as we keep that in mind, as we study this, look at the disciples here, how that the Lord Jesus did the same. As he was walking with them, he taught them a little bit here and a little bit there. Precept upon precept, principle upon principle. And that's the reason that you need to be in Bible study. That's the reason that we have this program, so that we can learn a little bit here and a little bit there, that we can walk closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. These disciples were being taught the same way. Some things they understood, some things they didn't. And you'll find that as the Lord is teaching you a little bit here and a little bit there, you'll come to a place sometimes and you'll be questioning because you will not be able to quite understand what he's telling you. Well, just be patient. Have the faith that God has given you. In other words, sit back and listen. Do not be impatient. And wait upon the Lord, because he will continue to show you a little here and a little there to where the picture will be full and you'll understand. These folks here, these disciples here, they didn't understand. They discussed it among themselves. And as they were discussing among themselves, they should have went to ask the Lord Jesus. But instead of that, why they kind of discussed it among themselves? Well, the Lord Jesus, knowing everything, understood and knew what their thoughts were. And we need to understand that the Lord Jesus Christ knows everything. And their questions, as he talks about, in a little while ye shall not see me, and again a little while and ye shall see me because I go to my Father, they didn't understand the whole concept. They couldn't understand. We have surrendered all. We have given everything up. And you're telling us this is just them talking among themselves. You know, we'll do this. We don't go to the one in authority or the one that could give us an answer many times. We just go to somebody else to kind of bounce it off them as we're thinking it out. Well, that's okay sometimes, but often, and in this case, you always need to go to the Lord for his power and his strength and his wisdom and knowledge, to visit and fellowship with another believer and prayerfully go unto the Lord, into his word, to know his will. You'll find victory and you'll find your answer. But many times we don't go to the Lord to ask a question. We just commune between somebody else and try to decipher it out for the best that we can. And many times we come up with no answer at all. But some of the questions that they had among themselves, I'm sure, was, you know, we have given up everything. We've left our families, we've left our businesses, and we have set out to follow you, Lord Jesus, and now you're saying you've been here such a short time, and you're saying that you're leaving us, you're going, and then you said you'll be back, but you're going to the Father. Now, you can understand why that would be confusing to them and why they didn't understand it, but it is so important that we wait upon the Lord patiently. We seek His will, and we seek His way. They wanted to know, but they were afraid to ask. Jesus already knew the question. He knew that they were wanting to know the answer. Isn't it wonderful that we serve a God that knows our thoughts? And when we have a question, even many times before we even ask, He will come with the answer. Now, we should know that we need to go immediately unto the Lord and ask Him any question, a question that we're confused about. Maybe there's a situation that's come before us and we don't know how to handle it, what to do. Go unto the Lord and prayerfully. And yes, there are brothers and sisters to go to ask for additional direction, because many times they can pray with you about the situation. They can help lead you. Maybe they were through something similar to that, and this is, I went to the Lord, and that'll be just enough that it'll direct you unto the very source we're to go to immediately, and that is unto the Lord Jesus Christ for our power and for our strength. This is an opportunity that believers have. Now, if you've come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ and trusted in Him, yes, you are a believer, and you've come by faith to Him. You're saved. Your sins have been taken away. Jesus Christ went to the cross of Calvary for that purpose. And when He's speaking here, He's talking, I'm going to be gone for a little while. He's talking about going to the cross. He's talking about doing something not for Himself, but for you and for me and for all the world. Because you see, when Jesus went to the cross of Calvary, He died for all of our sins. They did not understand when He said, I'm going to be gone for a little while. Verse 16, a little while and ye shall not see me, and again a little while and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Those words were confusing to them. They could not quite get everything put together. And He was telling them, remember the scripture verse in Isaiah? We read a little bit here and a little bit there. That's exactly the way He was teaching. I hope that you have the opportunity to, I hope that you're mature and you have grown in the Lord Jesus Christ since you've been saved, and you are a teacher. Now, you can be a teacher of one person that you're helping to grow up in the Lord Jesus, or you can be a teacher of thousands, whatever place and position the Lord Jesus puts you in. But I guarantee you that every one of you, as believers, should be teachers. In some fashion or another, we should be teachers teaching the Word of God, the truth, bringing people to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, and then teaching them little bit upon little bit, a little bit here and a little bit there, precept upon precept, line upon line. That's the way we learn the Word of God. It's so exciting to stand each day and proclaim the Word. Again, whether I'm just talking to one person or here with the radio, we have this opportunity to proclaim it. Whatever the case might be, we enjoy this wonderful time in proclaiming the Word of God. Now, we look at these people. We think of ourselves many times. We're kind of confused about what we're doing. Well, we find here in the 19th verse, now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask Him, and said unto them, do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said, a little while and ye shall not see me, and again a little while and ye shall see me. You see, the question was asked there of the Lord Jesus to these, because the Lord Jesus knew the hearts and knew the thoughts of these men. They were confused. They didn't understand the question. They didn't understand the answer, and they wanted some help. Well, they didn't go unto the Lord Jesus immediately as they should, but isn't it wonderful again that even when we're in trouble and the Lord knows that we desire the answer, that He'll come to our assistance even when we haven't asked Him? And that's exactly what took place here. He come to give the answer. And as we look at this verse of Scripture, he begins to tell them now in verse 20, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. Ye shall be sorrowful, for your sorrow shall be turned unto joy." Now again, be careful that we take just a few minutes to see what the Lord is telling us. We desire to have the knowledge and the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every person that has come by faith to Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes to live within you. And so the Holy Spirit has come to live within me, and by having the Holy Spirit within me, remember we've been through the Comforter in this chapter. The Comforter has come, and that Comforter's purpose is to tell me and to teach me of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we open the Word here, we see the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, shows us of the Father, so we can fellowship immediately and directly with the Father too. And so it's wonderful a time that we have. But he tells them here, "Verily, verily," each time that you have those words, "Verily, verily," it's please listen up, listen carefully, "and I say unto you something very special." Now your concern is what I'm saying, that ye shall weep and lament. Ye shall weep and lament. Well, Jesus Christ was going to go to the cross. He was paying the price. Now, here is one that is going to experience something he has never experienced before, and that's sin. Because, you see, when he has agreed of the Father to go to the cross of Calvary, to go to that cross, to be nailed to that cross, and to have all the sins of all the world laid upon his shoulders as he dies upon the cross, as if he would die thousands upon thousands, millions upon millions of times, dying for each one, he was able and capable of taking every sin of every person of the whole world upon himself in one act, and that act took place 2,000 years ago, when he went to the cross of Calvary, was nailed to that cross, and he was hanging there and died there because of sin. Your sin and mine, not his. He was just minutes, a short period of time away from facing this awful time. The judgment hall, the being nailed to the cross, the experience of having this sin laid upon him, this dying upon the cross, that the pain, the agony that was coming, and yet what did he tell? That's what he was going to face. That's what Jesus was going through. And yet look at his love for these ones that are his followers, ones that are his believers that have come by faith to the Lord Jesus. "Verily, verily, I say unto you that ye shall weep and lament." You and I would do it much differently. We would say, "Now, will you just be quiet? And will you straighten up? You have no idea what I'm going to do for you. You have no idea the pain and the suffering that I'm going to face." You don't hear that of the Lord Jesus. You see, he's just being obedient to what the Father has commanded him to do. And he still looks at the pain and the suffering of these disciples, even though there'll be no comparison with what Jesus will face upon the cross and what Jesus faced for you and for me. And he's so kindly and so lovingly in his words, "That's the God I know and that's the God I serve." Even though he went to the cross and suffered that time, That awful agony and awful pain for me. I should have suffered it. I should have faced the cross. And instead of that, he did it for me. And I come and I serve him and I fellowship with him. And I love serving him. And I love being a child of God. And I hope today that you stop denying the Lord Jesus and come to him and be saved. I hope that you begin to set the things of the world aside and begin to spend time. This time, right now, is a time that we're to be in service unto him. We're to be working for him. There'll be a time of rest later. Right now, we need to be busy about doing his business. Not busy about the things of the world, but busy about his work. furthering the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, that you listen carefully. Jesus died for you. Come to Him. These disciples had listened to that call, had come, were following Him, were in service to Him, and Jesus Himself, just a little bit of time before He faces the cross, we find Him telling these, "Ye shall weep and lament." Yes, they will. They're going to watch their God, Jesus Christ, their Savior, who they thought was going to set up His kingdom here upon the earth at that time. He will, but that time still has not come. But He will do that. They thought it was going to happen right then. Well, when it didn't happen right then, and they knew that He was leaving, He was going to leave them, and now He says, "You're going to weep and lament." And they are just thinking that He's just going to walk away from them, just leave them for a period of time. They have no idea, even though they have talked about it, they have no idea what the next few hours and the next few days and the next few months have to offer these people, what's going to come to pass. And Jesus does. He says, "Now you're going to weep and lament, because you're going to see something. You're going to witness something that's going to make you cry. It's going to be the roughest time that you have ever lived in your life. But please just be patient, because that joy will come." And He makes another statement about another group. You see, there's the believers that will be weeping and lamenting over the loss of the Lord Jesus Christ, over His absence, over His horrible judgment and death. They'll cry and they'll weep because of that great loss, thinking that they'll never see Him again, even though Jesus has told them, He's taught them a little now and a little then and a little later. Each time we learn, precept upon precept, little bit upon little bit, please, line upon line, please that you keep that in your mind as we study the Word of God, that you get just a little bit closer to the Lord Jesus each time that we open the Word of God. And I hope that you have Bible studies in your church. I hope you attend church to begin with. I hope you know Jesus Christ as your Savior. And then I hope you attend a good Bible-preaching, soul-winning church. I hope that at that church that they not only preach the truth, but they also teach the truth. It is important to have a time of preaching and a time of studying God's Word, that you can grow closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, so that you can get from the milk to the meat, so you will begin to be a witness for the Lord Jesus. And when those around you, each one of us have our own missionary fields and our own missionary work. And it begins with our family, and it moves from there. And it moves to our town, to our country. It just keeps going from there, but it starts right at home. Don't just think you put in your $10 for the foreign missions, and then I've done my part as far as missionary work, because you have not. It begins at home. And please that you start there and start by a good testimony and a witness and begin to teach the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Here they're going to weep and lament at this loss. But I spoke of another group. There's another group here that is going to rejoice. Those folks, and maybe you're part of them, that have rejected Jesus Christ. You have rejected the light, because when Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, when you're reading God's Word, when you're hearing God's Word, the Holy Spirit at that time on the outside will convict your heart, will show you. We've been through all that of sin, of righteousness, of judgment. We've spent time in that back in the 9th, 10th, and 11th verse of this same chapter concerning the work of the Comforter, the work of the Holy Spirit that does upon the life of the lost and then upon the life of the believer, those that have come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Well, if you've rejected Jesus Christ, and someone continues to speak to you about the need to be saved, and you continue to turn against them, and you get to the point that you literally hate that person and hate hearing those words, Well, when Jesus went to the cross, and if you would have lived at that time, if you're the hater of God, a rejecter of Christ, you see no need that you need a Savior because you've got your, quote, church that's going to save you. Your church is allowing you to go to hell because they do not preach the gospel. I hope they do. But if they don't, they're going to be held responsible for your entering into the lake of fire. So will you be. You're hearing it. Now you've got a decision to make. Are you going to stay in that little socialized place that you're in? Or are you going to climb out, come under the Word of God, come to know the Lord Jesus, and begin the walk? If you reject Jesus, and you'd have been at the time when Jesus was nailed upon that cross, you would have rejoiced because you were tired of the light. You were tired of what Jesus is. And every time that He was in your presence, every time you heard the Word of Jesus, it just penetrated your heart, and you want Him out of here. You want Him away from you. And finally, they've nailed Him to the cross. He's gone. They're going to rejoice. Well, those roles will change because you and I as a believer know that Jesus went into that grave, came off that cross, and went into the grave, died for our sins, victory, was buried, 3 days later is alive, victory over death. I serve a living God. He is alive. So you see, my sorrow will turn to joy because He's going to be gone just for a little bit. My sorrow turns to joy. The world's joy will turn to sorrow because judgment will come and judgment will be certain. Scripture tells us here in verse 19 again, now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask Him and said to Him, do ye desire among yourselves of that I said, a little while and ye shall not see me, and again a little while and ye shall see me. Verily, verily, I say unto you that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. And ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned to joy. There's a resurrection day, Jesus is telling them, and that's a wonderful time for each one of us. There's a resurrection day. And you know, as we look at the scripture, last time we were together, we looked at many things that was to come to pass for these people and for you and for me. First, for these folks, there was a crucifixion coming up, the nailing Jesus Christ to the cross. And that was going to be a horrible time for them. But just 3 days later, Jesus was coming out of that grave, and He was going to walk with them and be with them for 40 days. They were going to witness the ascension. Many did. Then we find that the Holy Spirit returns. God in the third person of the Holy Spirit returns, comes into the believer, the comforter that is spoken of here in the chapter. To everyone that comes by faith to the Lord Jesus, we are promised the comforter, the Holy Spirit, will abide within us. Oh, it is wonderful to know that and to have the great teacher with us as we look to the Word of God. We know that when we die, if we have to face a physical death, that we'll see Jesus face to face. We know that if the Lord Jesus will return and take His church away, what we call the rapture of the church, again, we'll see the Lord Jesus face to face, and our body will be joined together. Those that have had to face the grave, their body and their soul will be reunited, and we'll see and forever spend with the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we know at the end of the tribulation period that there'll be a battle of Armageddon, and that'll be the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will be with Him there as believers in the church. There are many events that's going to take place. Some have taken place. The crucifixion, the resurrection, the ascension, Pentecost. Death has been faced by many people. And you see, when He says, I'm going to be gone for a little while and then I'll return, well, this little while is just a vapor. This world, this life that we hold to and cherish so much is just a vapor in relationship to eternity. So I hope that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior. I hope that you have come by faith to the Lord Jesus. I hope that you know this a little while, and yes, there's going to be a time of sorrow, and we're going to spend a little more time in 21 and 22. I expected to get a little further today than we did. But please know that even if you face sorrow today, get your eyes on Jesus. I want you to know the Lord Jesus. I want you to walk with the Lord Jesus. But first of all, you have to make a decision. And that decision is to trust in Jesus as your Savior. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?